Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show.
Melanie, happy belated birthday.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
what else did you do this weekend?
You came to the birthday party with me, Melanie. It's the 30th birthday. We had a great time. And I believe your mother's birthday was on Saturday, right?
Yeah, shout out to my mom. Her birthday was Saturday.
Yeah, shout out to your mama. My mother's birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. As well. So, anyways, yeah, I had a great weekend. Went to Obama fundraiser last night. Went out to dinner at Frank Key's new restaurant after. Just a great weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Can't beat it. Well, I know Chike is on the line. What's up, Chike?
What's going on, people? How's everything?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, Chike.
I'm sick of y'all having so much fun over the weekend, and I can't partake in it.
I know. I wish you lived out here. I'll drag you all over land.
I know. You won't be able to handle it when I do get down there.
Oh, Lord. We'll see.
So what's going on with you?
I have two films that I reviewed. The first one is 11-11-11. How ironic. Being though this Friday is 11-11-11. This is one of Miss Parker's favorite, of course, a horror film. And it's basically dealing with a little bit of numerology in it, a little astrology, and that they mix that in with a little bit of religion, and they come up with the theory of the coincidence of numbers and how numbers tie into real activity in real life and how it relates to events that happen around the world. I know that, what's the guy's name? Nostradamus talked about that a little bit, and that's how he comes up with some of his predictions about what's going to happen with the world and so on and so forth, like Doomsday and all that stuff. It was pretty interesting, especially with 11-11-11 being Friday. I was a little bit scared, you know, because I don't know if it has ever happened to you guys, that whole feeling of deja vu, and if you keep seeing sequences of numbers that keep popping up, and you're like, why do I keep seeing those numbers?
But you know, they said that's because you dream a lot of stuff that you have to process in real life. You dream that before it happens.
That's
so
true.
So when
that's
it does
true.
Happen, it seems like you've already been through it.
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling. It's a weird feeling when you experience it.
Right. Like, but some stuff I can honestly attest to is just a little bit too coincidental. Like, smells, like, I get the whole thing. Smells, feelings, sometimes taste. I get, you know, it's too coincidental. But anyway, moving on. The second film is Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler, where he plays his own twin sister. This movie is exactly.
Oh, yeah, I've seen previews for this.
This movie is just as good as Larry and Chuck. Remember Larry and Chuck, his movie about the gay marriage?
Mm-hmm.
It's
hilarious.
Just as good as that movie. Hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Sandler is a bona fide nut. He's crazy. And
yeah, I agree.
I want to be him when I grow up because you can clearly tell that he has fun doing his job. You can tell he revels in it. Watching him play his own twin sister,
he acted out probably
every comedic fantasy on screen. He is insane.
Wow.
And, you know, it's no apologies. It's in your face. Both barrels. Hilarious. So I highly recommend both those films. And coming up, films that I'm on the look for are Descendants with George Clooney. And an independent movie called Shame about a gentleman who is living his life with one facade of calm, you know, a calm demeanor, just like a basic regular person, but has, you know, secret behavior behind closed doors, and how he comes to terms with that and how it unravels in his development with that. And that, of course, is NC-17, so no kiddies can see that. And Immortals, which comes out on Friday.
Okay.
That's all I have. As far as other news, I'll be representing the Stephen Knight Show at the Relazime Rap Party this Friday, and I'll be doing interviews there.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that event, because, you know, they're from the cast of the movie that we had the cast on the show with the director and whatnot, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Relazime, they're complete. And the rap party is going to be this Friday. Anyone can go to it. I think that they're basically just inviting certain people.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be kind of a little upscale event. A fan to the show, Natika Hemingway, will be performing. And
okay.
I think they got another performer, but I'm not sure who that is as of yet. But I definitely know she's performing. And I'll be doing interviews, so you'll hear more about that, you know, on our next segment of the show.
I can't wait to hear it. You should give a shout out.
Did I also tell you guys that they asked me to do the red carpet for the premiere of the movie?
No. When is the premiere?
Yeah. They asked me to do the red carpet premiere, which is going to be on Valentine's Day 2012.
Wow. You excited about that?
Very excited about it. Are you kidding me?
That's awesome.
Right?
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations to us, because it's all in the name of the Stephen Knight Show.
The Stephen Knight Show. Yeah,
we appreciate your work, as always.
Yes, GK.
You guys are welcome, and thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Is Aaron on the line?
Yes, Aaron is on the line.
What's up,
hey, Aaron. Happy Monday.
Ms. Parker. Happy Monday. What's up, Stephen? Ms. Parker, how's it going?
What's going on? I know a lot's going on with football and everything. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah. The Redskins are done. It's over. It's a wrap. Yo, my fellow Redskins fans, man, I'm sorry. It's over, man. It's over. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's just get ready for the draft and stuff, man, and we'll just try again next year. This is crazy, man. It's crazy. Ravens. You know, Ravens last night, man. The Ravens showed, man. The Ravens showed out, man. They are a great team. They went into Pittsburgh last night. You know, Sunday night football, all the hype. Everybody thinking, you know, Pittsburgh's going to beat Baltimore. Baltimore cannot win in Pittsburgh. And Baltimore came in, man, last minute of the game, man, came in, scored the winning touchdown. Classic. It was hot.
Wow.
Hot.
Wow. Everybody's going wild now.
Everybody's going wild, man. Football, right? As of right now, everybody. I mean, the best team still is the Packers. I mean, Packers are undefeated still. What else can I say, man? They're a great team. Offense, defense, special teams, coaching. I mean, you know, from top to bottom, great team. NBA, yo, Ms. Parker. Steven, I'm just over it.
It's not looking good, huh?
It's not looking good.
I'm over it. I'm give me college basketball. I cannot wait till college basketball starts up, man.
My heart is broken.
Yeah.
This is so silly. This should not be going on, man. This is crazy. This is crazy that adults cannot come up with a solution. This is like Congress. It's like Congress, man.
I heard that Michael Jordan is on the owners. He took the owners' side. What do you think about that?
Michael Jordan is an owner now. I mean, he's not a player anymore. So, I don't. Yeah, I mean, this is business now, and I don't fault him. I mean, he's an owner. He has, you know, a lot on the line with this. This is money for him, and
right.
So Michael Jordan is a businessman, so he has to, you know, go with, you know.
It's about his money, huh?
Money, right, making money and making the business work for him.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, but honestly, y'all, I don't think there's going to be a season.
That's
I don't think
that's
so.
That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And even if there was a season, it'll be some kind of crappy little 50-game season, and people don't want that. That, to me, is just sad. You know, come on. Just end it.
Think the season is extra long, but 50-game, that's not going to – I mean, I'll take anything at this point.
I think the players will take anything.
Yeah. Can I say hell? Okay. Well, I just did. Okay.
I think you can say hell.
I said it. Okay, cool.
You're funny.
But this, at the end of the day, it hurts the fans and it hurts the employees, man, the small employees that really rely on the NBA to make ends meet, man. I mean, this is billionaires and millionaires arguing over money. This is it's silly to me. It's silly. So this should have been dealt with months ago.
Yeah, I agree.
It should have been. And every time, yo, Derek Fisher, like, I got props for you. I mean, I got mad respect for you, man. But if I see you coming out of a damn meeting one more time talking about, you know, the same old man, we sitting out trying to work things out. Then work it out. That's what I'm saying. Work it out. Then work it out. Come to an agreement. This is stupid. This is really crazy. And really, y'all, really, really quickly, and what's so sad also is that people don't even care anymore. This is not like the NFL's lockout. People cared about that. That was on the news every night. People were talking about that on the news. People don't even talk about this. This is only talked about on SportsCenter, you know, or on Fox Sports .net or whatever. You know, this is a sports-only thing. This is not a major news thing. Right. So the NBA is really messing up. They are losing fans.
Yeah, they're going to lose money and lose their fan base, yeah.
In the long run, in the long run, this is not good for the NBA. So, hey, whatever. Deuces with it. I'm over it. I'm done. I'm so over it. So, whatever. Whatever. It is what it is.
Sound bitter. But, Aaron, tell everybody where they can follow you.
Oh, man, follow me on Twitter. I'm actually on Twitter right now, not that anybody follows me. But if you do, I'm on Twitter, RonCosby1. That's RonCosby, just like Bill Cosby, Ron Cosby and the number one, RonCosby1 on Twitter. Also follow me on Facebook. That is Aaron Cosby. And also, if you can, follow my cousin EJ at EJ Holt on Facebook. Appreciate it.
How many followers do you have now, Aaron?
Let's see. Let me see. Who's following me? I have grand total. Let's see. Drum roll, please. 74 followers.
Oh, no.
Now, mind you, I'm following 771 people.
That's all right. Your stuff you game up. Your stuff you game up.
Yo, you know, remember y'all wasn't it like a month ago when like I was like, yo, can I crack 50? So I
right.
So I cracked 50. But real talk, like maybe like 5 or 10 of my followers are like sex girls or something, some kind of weird stuff. Like, you know, if like you want a good time, you know, follow me or something, some weird crap. I'm like, okay, I'm not following you back.
You are
but,
hilarious.
Hey, Ron. You
hey,
crazy.
Every
follower counts. That's right.
Right.
That's right. That's right. So spam followers count. That's my total. Spam sex followers, whatever, if it counts. So thank you.
All right,
thank you, spam sex.
All right, man. We thank you for as always for your contributions. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right, y'all. Stay blessed.
Right,
thank you
right.
Too.
All right, bye bye. Miss Ferguson, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. I know you got some great sales for everybody.
Yeah, just a few.
I can't wait.
Well, the first one I have tonight is from a website that I absolutely love called Singer22. I'm not sure if you guys, I know I told you all about it, but, you know, just in case you don't remember, Singer22 basically gives you like all the brands that celebrities wear, and even in their advertising photos they actually feature the item that the celebrity is wearing. Like if it's a top that, I don't know, we're just going to say, because you know I love Twilight, we'll say Kristen Stewart. If it's a top that Kristen Stewart was wearing just on the street, they'll show you that top with Kristen Stewart in it, and then they'll tell you how much it costs. So they do that sort of stuff.
What's
anyway,
the website called again?
Singer22.com.
Okay.
And, of course, it's on my website. But they're giving you an extra 40% off of all of their sale items, and that's giving you a savings up to 95% off of the original price. So you have to use a code when you're shopping here, but the code is 40MORE. So 40MORE. And you can get an extra 40% off of the clearance prices. Vince Camuto, they're like, I know that I talk about them at work, but they're one of my favorite shoe brands, like, ever. Because they bring you, like, high quality, and it's at a decent price. Now, it's not, like, cheap, because, of course, that would be too perfect for me, but they're probably, like, you can probably get some Vince Camuto boots, maybe ranging from about $150. This is full price now, $150 to maybe about $250. And, of course, that's not a budget price, but they always have a sale. And this sale that they're having is you can shop now and get 30% off of all boots. So that's a really good deal for Vince Camuto. And, you know, until their items go on clearance, which, you know, it's hard to find something from Vince Camuto on clearance. So if you want to, you better shop the sale. Bloomingdale's is having a friends and family event again, and they have these every once in a while, probably about 3 to 4 times a year. They have a friends and family event, and sometimes you can get 10% off, sometimes you can get 20% off, mainly it's 20% off, sometimes it's 30. This time it is 20% off, and it's back. You have to use the code HAPPY, HAPPY, and as long as you use that code, you can get 20% off of all regular and sale price items. If you're into designer items for less, you can shop the Neiman Marcus, Last Call by Neiman Marcus, Best Bear outlet store. And it's sort of like Nordstrom. You know how Nordstrom has Nordstrom Rack? Well, Neiman Marcus has Last Call, and they're having what they call their wild sale. And if you shop there, you can get 20 to 50% off the entire site, and that's or the store. I mean, you can go online to lastcall.com. That's what I love about Neiman Marcus Last Call. You can shop online, and most outlet stores won't let you do that. But Neiman Marcus Last Call will. You can shop online, and you can get 20 to 50% off the entire store or the entire site. Doesn't matter if it's a sale item. It doesn't matter. So if you're into anything designer, that's where you want to get it from. You know, I don't believe in paying full price for anything. So that's going to be now through the 9th. So I think that's Wednesday. So you can go online and shop now. You can go to the store. There's one in the city of Atlanta, well, the Metro Atlanta area, and that's at Discover Mills in Lawrenceville. So if you're interested, hurry on down to the store. But, of course, I will always let my fingers do the walking and just shop online. But, you know, that's just smart. That's the smartest thing to do. And you can get free shipping. That's another thing. If you spend a certain amount of money in Neiman Marcus last call, you get free shipping. Why not? You know?
That's true.
Nine West, yeah, I know, right? Nine West is having a great sale, and you can if through the 21st. This is you have a little while to shop here, so if you shop between now and the 21st, you can get up to from 30 to 50% off of select items, and they always have like a whole selection of things on sale. Like it's not just one or two items; it's like a whole slew of things that you can get on the Nine West website. So you may want to go online and take a look at that. Of course, you can get it in the store, too. But, you know, if you want to shop, like I said, why not just let the fingers do the walking, just shop online. And if you spend, I believe it's $75 in iOS, I could be wrong, but I think it's $75, you can get free shipping. And Klein is also having a boot sale. And they hardly ever have shoe sales. Usually their sales are off of their clothes and their suits, but this time they're having a boot sale. And you can get 40% off of every pair of this season's boots if you go online right now or go to the store. So that's a really good deal. Last week I told you all about a Wilson's leather sale. That sale is still going on, and it's going to end tonight. So if you hurry and go to wilsonsleather.com, you can get 30% off select coats. So that might be something that you want to, that you guys want to check out, because you only have until midnight to shop there. So that's wilsonsleather.com. There's another shoe website that I absolutely adore, and it's called shoes.com. I'm not sure if you've heard of it, but if you shop, if you go to shoes.com right now, you can get an extra 25% off of all sale items, and that's including boots. That includes boots that have already been reduced up to 50% off. You have to use the code 25SALE, but you got to hurry because that sale ends tonight. And last but not least, one of my favorite clothing sites, which I've told you guys about before, is ASOS, and that's ASOS.com.
Yeah,
having,
I love that site.
Yes, girl, yes. They're having they're giving 50% off of all party shoes. So
okay.
Go online right now. Yeah. So I mean, you know, this is the perfect time because you know the holidays are coming up and they have all types of, like suede sandals and pumps and all types of party shoes on sale. So you might want to check them out too. Okay. And that's all I have for you tonight. I hope that
and
was enough.
Yeah, well, good. And they can find all that at your website, budgetshopaholic.com. Is that correct?
They truly can. Yes, they can.
All right, Ms. Ferguson. We'll
great information, as always. I was taking notes.
All right,
y'all, can hit me up later.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Okay. You too.
All right.
Bye.
Ms. Parker.
Huh?
Entertainment, what's going on?
Entertainment. Not too much entertainment. I'm not sure if I can call this stuff entertainment, but today's been a bad day for Herman Cain and Dr. Murray.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
You know, Herman Cain had a fourth accuser, and she came out, and she don't
know
how bad. But
well,
she said
it. You don't know what, you know, the
she older. Said it happened in 1997, so I'm sure she was a...
She was a banger back then.
I'm
going to
let you say that. but guess who her attorney is?
I can only guess.
Yes, Gloria Allbright.
Anytime there's a woman case, she's going to be right there in the forefront. Ready.
Yes.
Wow.
So apparently she gave a pretty lengthy account of what happened, so I had to look look it up, and it happened while I was at work, so I hadn't had time to view the video yet, but I saw it online.
I heard some of it. I was watching CNN, and she said.
Yeah,
that,
apparently she gave a very detailed account of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He can't win for losing this a couple of weeks since this stuff started coming out. So I don't know what to think about it. I don't know.
She said that she came to wherever he was, whatever city he was living, to get a job. And, she had a hotel room. He upgraded it to a nicer, like a suite. And he came to the suite, and he put his hand on her leg towards her crotch, and then took her head and put it towards his crotch.
Oh, well, he said he upgraded that suite.
Shit, what you gonna upgrade? Right.
Right, what you gonna do?
Oh, my God. Oh,
that
God.
Is just hilarious, but I don't know what's going to happen with him and this whole run for president. I don't know, but like our coworker said, you have all these lawsuits and settlements and stuff in your background. Why even run? Do you think this is ever going to come out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, It all comes out, especially when you're public figure.
What happened in the dark will come to light. Dr. Murray was found guilty of Michael Jackson of manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter. Everybody's thinking he was found guilty of murder. No, he wasn't. He was never charged for murder. He was charged for involuntary manslaughter. So he probably won't serve any time because of overcrowding in California prison system. But he is in jail tonight, awaiting his sentence. And he did not look happy. I mean, he looked very upset, but. I don't know. I'm kind of having mixed emotions about that. I don't think he should serve any prison time. I think he should lose his license and maybe get a year or so of like house arrest. But I don't think he should serve prison time. I think that anyone getting paid $200,000 a month, you would do just about anything your patient
wants. Right.
And I think Michael Jackson had an addiction, so he found the person who will see his addiction. And I think Murray was driven by greed, and for that he should pay. But, two wrongs doesn't make a right, I guess.
I
think Michael Jackson had a hand in his addiction as well. So.
And I think that if it wasn't Dr. Kyron Murray, it would have been someone else. You know what I mean? He was, a person who's on drugs, they're going to find whoever can be their supplier. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I agree. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Supposedly Basketball Wives came on last night. I had the Obama fundraiser thing to go to.
You mean Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah, Housewives of Atlanta, I mean.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch it?
I happened to catch it. I came home last night and just turned on TV and it was on. And I mean, same thing.
I heard it was a whole bunch of loud arguments.
Oh my gosh. NeNe and Sheree got into it and I don't know.
Isn't that getting old? I think I'm getting tired of that. And it's funny because I'm going to have a hard time watching Housewives of Atlanta after watching Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's my new favorite one. And these people have real money. So to watch like broke broads on TV arguing about dumb stuff drives me nuts. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to keep up with this season, but I can't promise I'm going to be able to watch it.
I hear that.
That's pretty much all I have. I know SNL did a skit on the Kardashians. Did you get a chance to watch it? It was so funny. I saw a clip of it, and those people looked horrible.
Yeah.
It looked horrible. It didn't look anything like the Kardashians.
No, they didn't. They're crazy.
Supposedly, he went, Kim and her husband had a weekend together at his house trying to talk things over. I really do think she was marrying him because she wanted to be married. I didn't think it was a fake wedding. I think
a fake marriage.
I think now she's like, maybe maybe she's trying to work it out. I don't know. But I really do think that she wanted it to work. I don't know if she loved him and he loved her, but I think she wanted it to work. I think she was getting married because she truly wants to be married. Which is the wrong reason to get married, but some people get married fast and it works. So
that's true.
Whatever they're talking about, I hope they're able to work it out.
Yeah, they met with a preacher, so we'll see what they were talking about.
Yeah, they met
with her
preacher, right? With his, the pastor that married them.
Right. I have a quick announcement before we take a commercial break. You remember Smokey Diggler from Player, he was on the show early on. Someone from his team emailed me when they announced on the show that he will be featured on Drake's new album. So he's very excited about that.
Oh, okay.
They did a song together, and he's on there. So I definitely want to shout it out.
That's definitely a good look.
Yeah. That was a big come up for him. So best luck to him, and we'll definitely be talking to him soon. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we come back, we're going to talk about how the hip-hop community has informed our society. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on EOTMRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Steve and Knight Show. I'm your host, Steve and Knight. I do want to remind everyone that if you want to join our discussion, you can join us in chat, or you can give us a call at 718-664-6543. Now, hip-hop music has evolved tremendously since it emerged in the late 1970s. In recent years, it's become very mainstream, dominating music charts, and even influencing other genres of music, such as country, pop, and R&B. Hip-hop artists such as Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and Kanye West are household names all around the world. So there's no doubt hip-hop has a heavy influence on our culture, from the way we dress, the way we talk, and other aspects of our daily living. Well, tonight I've asked a panel of guests to join us in our discussion, where we'll look at just how the hip-hop culture has informed our society, both in the positive ways and negatively. But let me start by introducing our guests. Hopefully all of them are here. Let's see what we have. Yeah. All right, well, our first guest, he is no stranger to the Steve and I Show. He was on a few months ago. He recently released a new video for his thought-provoking song. I can't read my notes here. Okay, well, I'll ask him about that when you get going. But he has a new video. Yeah, check that out. Video's dope. Please help me welcome Journey Brave. What's up, man?
Steve, what's good? How you doing?
What's the title of that song? I can't read my notes here.
It's called Sedulity.
Sedulity.
Yeah, and that's just a synonym for diligence, you know?
Yeah.
Diligence, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that project.
That is a song on the project I'm actually working on. It's self-titled. It's called Journey Brave, which is more of a statement than a name. It's a mentality, and it's more, you know, it should have a period right behind it, because it's kind of what I tell myself every day. But that song is just a part of the collection of music, the song Journey Brave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, our next guest, he is a socially conscious independent hip-hop artist with a blazing new single called Get It Now, with over 700,000 Reverb Nation wedge hits. Representing VA, my hometown, please help me welcome Prestigious. What's up, man?
Yo, what's good, Steve? How you doing? 202 back.
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for the invite, man. What up, everybody?
Yeah, I have to tell you, he came on. I asked him literally today. We had another guest, but he had laryngitis, so. But I didn't appreciate
you
taking time. Tell us about what you got going on right now.
Man, right now, man, we just working on a lot of songs for films, video games, a lot of good music going out, man. We just trying to bring hip-hop back, man, you know.
I hear that.
Now I said it was dead in 06, man, and so many rappers trying to tell why it's not, but I've yet to see it. Here we are pushing to 2012, and we still trying to resurrect hip-hop. It's on a, right? You know what I'm saying? So that Get It Now song, though, man, y'all could definitely check it out on ReverbNation.com/Prestige with a Z.
All right. Mm-hmm. And the next our next guest is a powerful, realistic, aggressive, but entertaining, enlightening MC out of Camden, New Jersey. An artist not afraid to speak on his trials and tribulations. His new project, Porter Rich, House Flow Volume 1, is now available for download. Tell me, welcome, Porter Rich. What's on there?
Yo, what's happening? What's up, Steve? What's up, everybody? How y'all feeling?
Yo, what's going on, yo?
What's good?
Chilling.
Tell us about your project, House Flow Volume 1.
Oh man, they two old projects that I did, really actually I did them like about a year ago. They two mixtapes, like pretty much me jacking for beats because I just got back on the scenery or whatever, so I wasn't in tune with all the producers and everybody was around. So I did them like that, but it was crazy in the hood, crazy impact in the city. But it's really about what I'm Gary do now. Like I'm Gary dropped this original debut project on this promo, so. That's what I'm going to drop on them now.
When does that come out?
I got it set to release like the first week of December right now.
Okay.
We're looking at the first week, but we got the singles out right now. Though we got the two singles out so far, the Trap Season, which is crazy. Like the video is like crazy on the net. You can check that out on the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Porter Rich. Go to YouTube/YouTube Porter Rich. And you can check the videos out. Got to get it. Trap Season, a couple of the old joints as well.
Okay, most definitely. Our next guest, Incompo MC, songwriter and CEO of Sky Blue Melody Movement. Please help me welcome Sasha Lackey. Are you on, Sasha?
I am Sasha Lackey. Pleasure to meet you.
That's your name, bro. Sasha Lackey. Okay, well there for that. Talk about what you got going on.
Man, I am definitely CEO of the Sky Blue Melody Movement, which is just a movement to bring the balance back to music. Not just hip hop, but definitely a balance, because that's one thing that I definitely see that radio, TV, and everybody lacks. It's like you see that one side of hip hop, that's not even not even necessarily in my eyes hip hop, just rap. You know,
right,
to me
right.
there's definitely a difference. So
yes,
that's
is.
What we're on the mission to do.
Okay. Amen. All right. And our last guest, last but not least, rapper, radio show host, actress, you name it, she does it. Her debut album, Red Arrow, is due out to be released this fall. Pazzi Maserati? Are you on? All right. There's always one. But I want to welcome all you all to the show. Definitely, my point today is really just to touch on, you know, like I said, how hip hop culture has really influenced us. Influenced, you know, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever. It really has influenced us. But let me start off. I'll start with you, Jerry. How would you define the hip hop culture?
The hip hop culture, how I would describe it, really. You know, I think that it has changed so much, man. It's hard to put a label to it, bruh. It's always been a lifestyle for me, but
right.
How I view it is so disconnected, I think, from what's being represented. I think two places that are good source points are looking at the Universal Zulu Nation. In the Temple of Hip Hop, which is headed by KRS-One, those guys have done a lot of groundwork as far as historically pointing out some facts as to what real hip hop culture represents. I think it's really about community. It's about the youth. It's about trying to bring together. Structure and change in our society. I think that's what it's about. It's about having fun as well, but using an art form to kind of bridge the gap. And you know that's my personal feeling. But you know, I think everybody else might have a little something different to add to the stew. You know.
Yeah. Let me step over. Okay. I think Pazzi. Are you on, Pazzi?
Yeah, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? How's everybody doing?
Good.
Great. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Now,
I know I've been reading your bio. You're a busy woman. A lot going on. Before we go further into the conversation, tell us a little bit about what you have going on right now.
Well, right now, I just finished dropping my first single off my upcoming project, which is my debut project, Red Arrow. We just dropped the single, Get Back, which dropped on November the 1st. The music video is coming soon. We have behind-the-scenes footage for the music video, which is already at over 12,000 views, which is amazing. So
wow.
we're going to drop the we're going to drop the actual music video November 15th. So I'm hoping that we get the, you know, the same good feedback from the actual video that we got from the behind the scenes.
Well, definitely, congratulations on everything. Now,
did you
hear the question? I was asking the question, how do you define hip-hop culture? Because a lot of people say it's not just music, it's a lifestyle. How would you define that?
Well, I would definitely say, to me, hip-hop is more than just music. It definitely is a culture. I feel like it's evolved so much, and it only will continue to evolve. I don't think it'll ever lose its foundation. Like a lot of people say, you know, hip-hop is dead. To me, I don't think it's so much the fact of it being dead. I think that it's just new people coming into it, and they're giving their interpretation of what hip-hop is. So I feel like everybody should be, you know, free to express themselves and what hip-hop is to them. For me, hip-hop is something that comes from the soul. Hip-hop, I can see hip-hop in art. I can see it in graffiti. I can see it in clothing. I can see it in a painting. I can, you know, if a tight verse over a hook, like whatever I'm looking at, if it has an artistic edge to it, I'm going to pull whatever hip-hop I think out of it. I think the most influential cultures, you know, are going to be African-American, because I feel like that's where it came from. You know, when we were slaves, we used to sing hymnals when we were, you know, out picking cotton. So music was something that we used as a source of strength. So I think that that's what...
Exactly.
Yeah, hip-hop is that for me.
Who's that agree?
Yeah, that was Prestige.
I definitely agree.
Prestige, you want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, well, I would define hip-hop in one word. Very necessary. So actually, that's two words. It's our hood news. You know, it's out here to the streets. Because of hip hop, I felt what N.W.A. or another Cali homie is going through, or how a white dude like M is going through hardships in the D. And I'm from VA. You know what I'm saying? I would never think. You know what I'm saying? That a white boy would go through many hardships. I'm not trying to say that I'm racist or anything, but I always thought they were happy people, you know. Just not being around a lot of different, you know, like been around a lot of white boys. I'm just gonna keep it real. You know, every hood got a story, man, good or bad, you know. And our brothers and sisters are finding creative ways of how to express it, man. I love it, man. I love how far hip hop has came, man. You know what I'm saying? They said it wouldn't last, man, 30 years ago. Look how far we come.
Right. Well, Fonz, let me ask you, why do you think it is so influential? I mean, like I said, I mean, it's in almost every genre of music. You got, you know, all types of people of different backgrounds and walks of life, you know, dressed in a certain way, you know, which all stems from this culture. Why do you think it's caught on so much, Seth?
I guess because it's just the connection, you know, like, and it's not just relatable for the younger generation, it's relatable just for people in general. It's everywhere. It's not just on radio. It's not just in Run DMC wearing Adidas anymore. It's in commercials. It's everywhere you turn, hip hop is.
Yeah.
And at one point in time, it wasn't like that. You know, at one point in time, it was just like
It was frowned on.
Yeah. So it's spread and it's that influential. It's a way of life. It's major. It's the breath of the streets.
Most definitely.
Porter, why do you think it has positively? What has it brought to our society? Like, what is it? How has it improved the way things are?
As a positive, you said?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I mean, hip hop is definitely like it's just made another outlet, you know, for people to like kind of like express themselves. You know what I'm saying? In our communities and with different like trials and tribulations that we go through, you know, that we more like can relate to, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, like, you know, like they said, it's like, you know, it's definitely like a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You can ventilate through music, man, whether it's listening or creating your own music, you know, from an artist's point of view, but you can definitely like ventilate through your music, you know what I'm saying, and use that as, you know, some people may even use it as like a form of therapy or whatnot, you know, like music is healing. Like, you know,
it's real.
All types of music. So I think it's definitely like important and vital, just, you know, in life today.
Do you think in a way it's kind of giving a voice to, you know, people for so many years that didn't have a voice, you know, like, because if you, like I said, yeah,
Asian Americans, white Americans, you know, Hispanic Americans all listening to hip hop music now, and do you think it's kind of, you know, putting them on game to some of the trials that people, you know, have, that, or especially African Americans have gone through? Do you feel that in any way?
I mean, yeah, it's crazy now, like, you know, the technology and all that, like, it's definitely, like, you know, wide open for, like, you to hear all types of music and mm-hmm. any type of music. It's practically, like, free to do it, you know,
right,
so
right.
It's definitely done that. It's giving people voices that probably, you know, wouldn't have never been able to express themselves. So you're going to hear, like, all types of music, but, you know, I mean, we all know what everybody had a different taste. Everybody likes different types of music, so we can't really say that, but, I mean, good music is good music.
Journey, how do you think, if you feel in any way, that hip-hop culture has negatively affected or influenced our society?
I mean, that's obvious. I mean, from the death of two of the most powerful rappers to ever live, you know what I'm saying, to the untimely, unfortunate death, you can see how hip-hop can get so serious that is deadly.
Right.
You know, it can also influence people to you know, because it's a very emotional expression, whether in your clothes, in your music, in your dance, in your graffiti, is very emotional expression. And it can lead to some very powerful things happening. It can really change lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I mean, for the better or worse. So I mean, we can easily talk about the negative. You know, you can turn on the radio and hear guns, money. And money, not just money, but the spending of money, not even the saving and building of your community, not even that. It's like what I have and what I can buy. So it's not even money, it's dumb, foolish money. So you hear that, you see sex, and, you know, sex is awesome. That's how we got here, you know what I mean? But when it's like, yo, every woman is a sex object, you know what I mean? That's extreme. And some dudes may feel like that, but not every one does, and you know it kind of puts a face to those words, and you now the people who don't even know people who look like this person, they think of that person when they see them. You see, so it perpetuates a stereotype, and you know, when I say I do hip hop music, now I'm associated with whoever the goon on the TV is. You know,
that's right.
So in a nutshell. Yeah, but I'd rather talk about the positive, because that's one of them things that you don't see too much of, and I think it's so unevenly balanced.
Steve, I would like to add something to that, though. You know what I'm saying? Your brother, I totally feel you. But it's like the negative influence on with the hip hop, though, is kind of crazy. It's because it gives a false illusion. You know what I'm saying? It's like the normalcy of a single nowadays is like between 3 minutes. Maybe 3:15, 3:25. And in those minutes, those rappers have shot 20 people in 32 bars or 24, or had keys thrown to them directly from Columbia on Airports One. Shit. You know what I'm saying? And quote unquote bitches sweating him because he's just that nigga. But in reality, MC Gusto is really Jeremy, who still lives with mom, never sold Tylenol, or never shot a water gun, and can't get a chick. Except for when he rent one every weekend, you know what I'm saying? They're not showing the kids, you know what I'm saying? We must hold a lot of these artists, man, accountable for the garbage and some of the stuff that they're putting out there. Man. I just got to say it. I'm sorry. No, I agree. I agree. Someone else is winning. Who was that?
Oh, that's Sash Lakai. I think ignorance is bliss. And the younger generation, they mimic. So I think the negativity comes from them not knowing the difference. Like they don't really know. They turn on a radio or turn on a video, and then they're like, that's their reality because that's what's being pushed. So that, you know, that's and that's the whole purpose of the Sky Blue Melody movement, and we want to bring the balance back, because like out of 10 songs, eight of those songs are gonna be negative, and every now and then they'll stick in a comment, or every now and then they'll stick in something that may be positive. You know, but for the most part, there is no balance. So it's like,
well,
they don't know the difference. That's all they're being fed.
I would like to say real quick, I would like to look at myself as that balance. I consider myself to be a positive female MC. I don't curse in any of my music. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't bend over and do obscene things. I have little sisters that's looking after me, and I am
that's
a part of that,
is.
You know, that younger generation. And I feel like my music, not so much as big myself up, but I feel like I don't want to be like nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Like everything that I do. I do it based off of, you know,
for integrity,
and for two, I know my dad would bend me over and slap me, like, and I'm not, like, my grandmother raised me, I'm an old soul, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that I see and hear on the radio right now, and I'm not afraid to be different, I'm not afraid to step outside the box, and I'm, you know, I'm very hopeful, and I'm kind of almost confident that people will embrace me just for the fact that I'm willing to be myself. I'm not trying to sound like nobody else.
Absolutely.
And I'm just,
absolutely,
I just want to be me, so I want to bring that balance back. So I'm with
they
you on
will.
That,
I'm gonna
go hold
artists accountable, yo.
No, I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Accountability
is needed. One thing that is interesting to me is that, and this is in all type genre of music, you know, there's always complaints about different artists and what they're doing, and they're not as good as, you know, the people before them. But the buying public is the one who's making them successful. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We, the public, are the ones that are putting these artists on and buying their records. And
no, they are. I'm not buying none of that. I'm not buying into it. Sorry. I don't free download it. I don't do none of that.
Why?
Sorry,
well,
I got
why
children
think,
that's listening. I'm sorry.
Why do you think that the ones who want to bring hip-hop back or to change the game a little bit, they're the ones that are being slept on? And then people
it's the machine,
like,
well, cuz.
Well,
it's the machine.
Check it out. Can I answer that, Steve? This is Journey.
Okay.
This is Journey. Now, this is one thing I've been realizing as I get more seasoned in this thing.
Okay.
Well, first and foremost, you need to have capital as an artist. You need capital.
Yeah.
You need funding type of, you need to either have a good job that you can actually support your hip hop career with. Or have a good own a business that's making money, or have some investors, because you need a publicist, you need a video director, you need producers, you need engineers, you need everything that these people who are getting exposure have. You need money. You see what I mean? So a big part of this thing, you know, we think that the big piece of pie and the sky is being on the radio, or we think that it's being on MTV or BET, but it's not. You know what I mean? It can be, but we need to really kind of go in some uncharted territory and maybe rethink of what we're chasing, because we in the whole crowd of people chasing the same small little piece of pie.
Right.
You know what I mean? But we still need some of those basic things to actually get some exposure. You know, look at Ninth Wonder. Ninth Wonder came from making, you know, he went from making beats for a little group out of the Carolinas called Lil Brother. You know what I mean? And now he produced for everybody. You know, but he came from an underground scene. You know, it's possible. You know, but we really need to think about capital. We need to think about where we trying to go. And, you know, the industry, which is making all this money, is what's controlling it.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to help each other, too. Like, if more positive artists got together to help bring the balance back, it's like everybody, every man for himself. Like, nobody wants to help the next person. They're so focused on, well, I I got to make it. And it's a team effort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Niggas been separated since the boats.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, I feel that.
Porter, let me ask you a question. Why is the underground market so important for independent artists, especially in the hip hop game?
Hello? Were you asking?
Porter Rich?
Oh.
Is he still with us? Anybody want to take that question? Yeah, I hear you now. Yeah, why is the underground Mark is so important for, you know, independent artists, especially rappers, do you think?
I think, you know, like, that's where all, like, you know, rappers, like, a lot of rappers get their first shot at, you know what I'm saying, underground, like, you know, the hole in the wall spots, that they got the hip-hop ciphers and all that, with, you know, quote-unquote, like, a lot of people like to call them backpack rappers, whatever, but
right, yeah.
it's just more or less, like, you know, hip-hop heads, man, you never know who could be a hip-hop head nowadays, man, you can't
yeah.
go by, like, you know, they say that don't judge a book by its cover, but you can't, like, look for no certain type of, you know, funny hat on nobody or whatever, because everybody loves music, and you don't even know what a person like. You can
yeah, that's true.
Like when you look at them nowadays, but I think it's like super, super important. The underground is always going to be there, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, where you hear like a lot of the music that ain't on mainstream, and a lot of the artists that ain't fortunate enough because like the other brother was saying, as far as the money go. You know, me personally as an artist, like, trying to come up in the industry, I understand exactly what he's saying. Like, and, you know, you really kind of, like, until you bump into that situation, like, nowadays, you really, like, on your own, you're independent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until you
put yeah.
to, like,
yeah.
investment, whatever, like you say, like, an investor, whatever, some type of record label that's going to try to, like, whatever, so-called, put some money behind you. I don't know. It's crazy out there. It's definitely, like,
a wild feel.
I just, you know, I grew up with it. I love hip hop, man. I've been doing it for over like 15 years. So it's just something for me. I love it. I'm a fan of hip hop first and an artist second, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just doing it. I ventilate through it, you know, talk about things in my community, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Trials and tribulations type situations, soulful situations. Whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I want to go through each artist. This will be the last question, but then I'm going to go back around so you can all give your websites and everything. But I'm going to go through each artist. I want you to tell me, other than yourself, we all know we're here to promote ourselves, but who is one artist that you think is really doing it big right now that you respect? Journey, we'll start with you.
This is me personally, and I'm a fan of Jay-Z, man. And the reason why I say that is because I think Jay, he represents how the hip hop culture can change a life, you know, and inspire somebody to change direction, and how you can go from the gutter into doing something negative in the community, you know, to changing that around. And doing something positive. And even me personally, I listen to, you know, I think a lot of the under, kind of the behind the scenes or the underlying message in a lot of his music is, yo, you can make, I made it through. You can make it through.
Mm.
You know? And so I see how that, you know, I look at how hip hop can affect a person and how it can change lives. And, You know, I think that lyrically, my man has done some amazing things, even the fact that he's still touring, still doing things, you know. So that's just
right,
me personally.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Prestige.
What's good?
Who is someone that you look up into in the industry that you think is really doing it big right now?
Well, you know, I don't look up to nobody but God first. So,
okay,
but somebody, you know what I'm saying, but I do respect to two different factors or two different people. First, I would like to say, I have much respect for Jay-Z, like my man said, because he's an MC and a successful businessman. You know, since 96, he's redefined the position and where the artist holds now. You know what I'm saying? He's a trendsetter, still doing it beyond 40+. But most importantly, though, the people who I respect is everybody on this panel, man, because, yo, it's easy to just go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, just give up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, I know they probably hear it all the time, and you ain't gonna be able to do it. And even if they don't say it, you know what I'm saying, they snickering underneath their breath like, man, them niggas ain't gonna do shit. You know what I'm saying? So so I respect each one of y'all, and I salute y'all. Follow me at, you know what I'm saying, at This Is Prestige, man. I'll follow back, and I keep up with every last one of y'all. Respect.
Most
definitely.
All right.
For the rich, who do you respect in the game right now? You think is really doing it big?
Oh man, I mean it's funny because I'm pretty much I am a definitely like a diehard Jay-Z fan. You know, I've been with Jay heavy. You know, I listen to hip hop heavy, so I definitely respect like everything about him, just as far as his whole business with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Just staying on top, because you know they say it. You know, some people think it's easy, you know, to make money, but it's really like, you know, when you get the money, what you're going to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of people get up there, get on top, and find out it's a whole different ballgame and fall right back down. So just,
yeah.
You know, to keep elevating. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got to take your head off to them.
All right. Sai Sakai. Did I say it right?
Wow. Yes. Sean Carter, a.k.a. Jay-Z, most definitely defined. Not just hip hop, but just evolution for me, because I've actually watched him since like '93,
wow.
Like actually grow and blossom, and I've watched him, I've seen him perform from New York to all types of different states, and he's really really grown, and not just financially, he's completely changed. I've watched
right,
him grow
yeah.
from being just a young cat in the game trying to get on and trying to get paid to, you know, becoming a huge businessman and just growing
yeah.
and not being afraid to say, hey, you know what, labels dropped me or Priority dropped me or this happened, but I kept going. So,
right.
yeah,
right.
He's definitely thoroughly respected by me, and that's my forefront, man. And I will, MC Light also, MC Light as well, as far as
yeah, that's what's up.
Females are doing, you know. So
yeah,
I definitely
yeah.
respect both of them.
All right. And Paz, what about you?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a piggyback off of, I don't know if that was Journey that said what he said, bigging up everybody that's on the phone line, just independent artists. So I'm not going to big up nobody that's already on, because I feel like they don't need me to big them up. They got enough
mm-hmm.
fans. I'm going to big up all of the independent artists that I rock
appreciate
with, that
it.
I feel is that's grinding hard day in and day out and not giving up on their dreams. One MC that I have a lot of tremendous respect for is NYMI. He's out of New York. Another one is Big Willie out of L.A. Chase Island out of Philly. The list could go on and on, but I just want to just say an overall big up to everybody that's independent and trying to make a name for themselves, because it's not easy, especially when you don't have the PR and the different things. You definitely have to be motivated enough to find
yeah.
solutions. I'm not sure who that was that was saying you have to have capital. Sometimes you don't necessarily need capital. You just have to know how to get what you want. Because in a lot of the situations that I'm going through right now, I've been blessed with, like, favors. You know what I mean? By God's favor, because I don't
mm-hmm.
know how I've gotten some of the stuff that I've gotten, but it's been
mm-hmm.
by the grace of God that I've been able to do it. So I definitely feel like you got to have a strong PR. You basically got to have a team of people that's willing to back you and just put you out there and ride for you. And I have that, and I'm super blessed. If it wasn't for my team, just who I want to shout out real quick, shout out to my PR, Angela Hunt, my producers, Drum Crazy and Dave Gaines, Monica Valdez, all these people make it happen for me. They ride for me as if they're the ones behind the mic. So
wow.
I definitely have respect for the people that's bigging me up and passionate
right.
just like I am. So.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to go back in order and give us your website. And we're going to wrap this thing up. Pause. Tell us where we can find you, where we can follow you, Facebook.
I'll just give you my website, and you can find everything on there. And that's PozzyMusic.com. That's PozzyMusic, PozzyMusic.com.
All right. Sass Lucky.
That's Lakai. My website is www.skyblue.com. Melody.com. So skybluemelody.com. Follow me on Twitter, skybluemelody.com. Skybluemelody, or, you know, Facebook, / Lakai. Hit me up, holler at me. Help me bring the balance back to music.
For the rich.
Yo, yeah, they can definitely check me out at www.intentedistributeent.com. You know what I'm saying? Which is short for Intent to Distribute Entertainment. That's the name of the company. And basically, go there, man. You can see the Facebook, the Twitter, the YouTube channel. Everything is attached, man. And just go check out them bangers, man. They got to get it. They getting into the radio right now, man. So go check out the video. You know, we in that Philly tri-state area, putting in work.
Prestige.
Man, first, I just want to shout out my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once again, without you, I am nothing. my queen Koya, my wife. Thank you for listening, babe. Alo, the incredible super producer, my man E, the investor y'all talking about, my man Manny, my homeboy Pump, my cousin War Child, and Journey Brave for hitting me up on thisisprestige.com. I see you, my dude. Yo, let's link
up. Yeah, yeah.
Do we have a website?
Oh, man, yo, all you got to do is just follow me, man. Just follow me right there. This is Prestige, man. We doing big things, man. Yo, salute to all of y'all, man. Please follow me, man.
Salute back to you. God blue salute to you, too, man. Appreciate
it.
And my homie, Journey Brave. Where we find you?
Yo, you can follow me on Twitter at Journey Brave, and that's spelled just like it sounds. Life is a journey. You have to be brave. So at Journey Brave. You can do the same thing on Facebook. It's facebook.com/journeybrave. My website is www.journeybrave.com. Okay?
All right.
So pretty, any of the social media is just add on the Journey Brave, and you can find me there.
Listen, I want to thank all y'all for taking the time and being real with us and weighing in on the topic. And much respect and much success to all y'all, okay?
Appreciate it, y'all. Thanks for having me. Hit me on Facebook, y'all, man. Y'all, yo, man, appreciate all of y'all, man. All right, have a good night. Hip Hop lives one. And we're gonna have links for all the artists that were on the show on our Facebook page after the show, so definitely check them out. They're all definitely doing their thing, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to go on to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country. One of these featured during this segment, each week we select artists to play. Tonight, our playlist features songs from both major and independent artists and some of the artists that were in our discussion today, so definitely want to check it out.
That was a good interview, Stephen. Big ups to everyone who participated. It was a very great discussion.
Absolutely.
If you're interested in being featured on the Stephen Knight playlist, please email the Stephen Knight Show at gmail.com. Make sure you attach one or two songs, your bio, two promotional photos. Make sure your songs are edited for the radio, please. No cursing. And we look forward to hearing from you.
All right. Well, the first song is by Posse. I had Miz, but Maserati. Check it out. It's called Get Back. And enjoy Stephen's playlist.
Save games. Jordan.
You know,
wrong, you thought that I would never learn. Now you acting where I've been like I ain't been left. And when I see you, why you acting like you ain't been stressed? I tell you what, I keep it real, you know I wanna get back. But not until you show me that it's real, cause I ain't with that. Make up to break up, argue then wake up. Flowers to Jacob, trips to Jamaica. Man, I'll admit it, you know just how to spoil me. But I prefer the loyal over any royalty. Just like I want you over any other holding me. And on this topic, I'm thinking that we both agree. I'm ready.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, made it way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just mobbing like that, you know good and well that you don't want a problem like that, you gon' make someone around me catch a body like that, no, don't do it, please don't do it, cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the whole trade, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that, but still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
I don't even say shit, she can feel it. I toss the realest, toenails to the weapon and it's hard to conceal it. Maybe in one arm, the other is the skillet. Fried chicken macaroni, raised on the back of Sony. Ghetto Prince, he's my abalone, like shit that had the back of Tony. Montana, reminded me of your mom, of my mama. Knowing the drama like snow in the joke. Still a nigga swears not want me to smoke. I poke my head out of business. My tweets in the streets and I know who my friends is. In the slob for the money, power and clothes. My ghetto housewife watch reality shows. She might get to snapping if the cabinets ain't closed. When the cops start snapping, she ready to pose. I ghetto dreams. Ghetto nigga dreams. Ghetto dreams. Ghetto nigga dreams. Ghetto dreams. Ghetto nigga dreams. From the hood. When it come to writing rhymes, subject matter be changing too quickly at times. So I keep it strictly about dimes and stick to the story. Call me a pro in the pussy category. Had explicit experiences I shouldn't mention. Me getting women turned from sport to addiction. Powerful women playing the roles of submission. Ladies on leashes, Congress women inflicting. Pain on them, I gave one of them, I'm sadistic. They like it, they like it, devices twisted. Till I get a nice chick to get me on some nice shit. Men raising kids, Labrador behind a white fence. But I'm still single, looking for Cleopatra, African queen. Yo, look at me, I'm a bachelor. Y'all niggas in trouble, keep your girls behind closed doors. Cross your fingers, be happy, I haven't chose yours. She loves glamour, bought a Vera Wang sandals. Valentino bag, this is my etiquette. My man is half hood, half glass. Photographers, cameras, caught us out there. The spotlight, hope she can handle. She can join me, red carpet at my next non-profit. The men having spots about some alcohol vomit. Jumping out of Bentley with some fresh red bottoms. You lived your dream with me when you were just in the project.
Deeper into the heart. Tonight, we're gonna make it happen. We wait so long, baby. I'm ready for your love tonight. We're gonna take our time and get want to feel the vibrations penetrate your thighs. As my eyes penetrate your eyes, our souls connect on the spiritual plane. We both start to rise. Let go and let the animal out. I go down, turn into cannibal, let Hannibal out. If there's a drought, I make it rain like the weather. I take my time with you, then glide from every angle, whatever. You are my angel forever, and I thank God that I met you, and I will never neglect you. At least that's how I feel tonight. You got me high, baby girl, like I was smoking the pipe. I'm a hype, off of your essence now, just turn down the light. Gonna make it happen. Wait, so long, baby, I'm ready for your love tonight. Ain't gonna take no time and give up a chance to shine, because it's so hard to find, baby, tonight. I'm ready to know you and show you my soul, girl. I'm ready to grow with you and hold you and give you all. Oh, 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 oh.
Hope you enjoyed Stephen's playlist. I want to give a shout out to all of the artists again. Let me get my list so I can say all the names. I'm going to say Saz Laki first, make sure I get her name correct. Also, Journey Brave, Prestige, Porter Rich, and Paji Maserati. The links are being put on our Stephen Knight Show Facebook page. Also want to let everyone know that this weekend I will be performing at the 2011 ATL Entertainment Awards. I'm nominated for Best Male Vocalist, and I'll be performing my new song, Forever.
Where is
and
it going to be at?
It's going to be at the Georgia World Congress Center. For more information, go to www.atlhottest.com, and it tells you I can get tickets and whatnot.
Looking forward to it.
What else?
Go find me a dress.
What else you got going on this week?
That's it. Just getting through the week.
I hear that. Well, again, shout out to all the artists that were on. Shout out to everyone that listened tonight, and we hope you have a great week, and God bless you.
Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Everything.